defining place can be complex when it comes to the history of racism in the United States. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Barbara Combs, professor of sociology and chair of the Department of Sociology and Criminal Justice at Kennesaw State University, looks into this challenge.
I study quotidian or everyday forms of racialized violence in U.S. society. Perhaps because my embodied experience is that of a Black woman, I'm most interested in violence against people who, like me, identify as Black. My research uncovers social processes which produce everyday forms of anti-Black violence and promote white supremacy. Place is a useful heuristic for understanding how contemporary racism in the form of anti-Blackness operates. Place is complex. It can be geographic or physical space or a symbolic socio-political place. The cognitive act of lumping and splitting is implicated. Belonging, order, and hierarchy become ingrained within society's conceptualization of place. This facilitates a social process whereby place is a tool to rationalize and legitimate anti-Black racism. Any Black person outside of their societally designated place is marked with the presumption of being a malevolent actor. As such, any action, including and up to death, is deemed legitimate. It is an effort to push the bad actor back into position. That place is one of subservience. Anti-Black violence may be sociocultural. Consider curricular violence or rules that privilege Eurocentric norms. Economic, consider predatory lending aimed at the Black community. Political, consider attacks on the means to exercise the franchise commonly used by Blacks. And psychic, like not believing the experiences of people of color, blaming the victim, and a host of other means. In such a society, Black mobility, both physical and psychological, is agency. It is a radical act of resistance.
That was Barbara Combs of Kennesaw State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.